Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
KE4ZYQ monitoring. KE4ZYQ monitoring. KE4ZYQ on frequency.
WTOD is mobile and on frequency.
Yep, didn't catch that call sign because it was so fast. This is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, John Clinton Township, just getting ready for the SBT today.
Copy that, sir. It's Whiskey 8, Delta, Oscar Delta. Nice to meet you. Here's Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell, hopefully your travels are taking you pretty safe and sound there, no troubles. Yeah, I didn't know if you were on this frequency for the preparation for the SCT or just traveling. Back to you.
Just traveling. I'm going to work on the balloon launch today. So, my business. Thank you very much, sir. I'm going to get my eyes back on the road. WADOD, third monitoring.
Yep, well, I hope that balloon launch has some biodegradable products in it because when they send off a bunch of balloons with rubber and byproducts, they get caught in all sorts of things, kill wildlife and all that fun stuff. So I kind of cringe when I see a TV program that they're sending hundreds of balloons up in the air for the sake of somebody that passed away. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, there goes a lot of wildlife and who knows what else, animals that may chew on it, eat it, whatever. They need to have biodegradable products somehow. So much for my soapbox. KE4ZYQ, clear, but listening out.
Yes, sir, this is WADOD. That makes sense, but this is actually a scientific launch for the Midland Middle School. We have a tracking team and everything. We're going to track it and recover it, so it's a scientific adventure. Copy.
Yeah, if it's a kind of a release and catch and retrieve, that makes sense, that if they can do that. Yeah, if it's only a few balloons or so, and not hundreds or several, you know, several of them, and they just let them randomly go wherever, never retrieve them, that would be bad. But anyhow, KE4ZYQ monitoring the frequency.
And this is Kilo 8, Alima Mike. I'm also going to participate in balloon launch today, and to the operator who mentioned about the environmental concerns, it's a good concern. Just want to let you know the balloon is retrievable. Everything's recovered and brought back to the school. Kilo 8, Papalima Mike.
Yep, very good. Yeah, well, environment, animals, all that's important, as most people say. So very good. Have a good launch, and I'm not sure if they'll keep this repeater linked to your system, but this one's going to be active for the Michigan, state of Michigan's SET today. So, KE4Z.
ZYQ, I think it was. You got to remember you're on a linked computer system, and your repeater in Macomb County will be disconnected from the network. Or disconnected from 145.31 because they're going to be in that repeater for the balloon launch today, so there's not going to be any confrontation. So just got to bear with it a little bit till stuff happens and get taken care of. So nobody needs to get confused about it. It'll be disconnected. Okay, that's still here.
Yep, understood about being disconnected for the SET today. And station out there that called out last, sound like a mobile, go ahead. KE4ZYQ. There was a KB8 or something out there that chimed in. Go ahead, KE4ZYQ. Well, I guess I was hearing things. KE4ZYQ clear, but mine okay.
Thank you.
Penny, VDZ Mobile.
M8VDZ, KE4GYQ. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
Well, my head's spinning like I'm in a top, and I've been up since 5, not due to any major issue, but trying to get orientated to all this paperwork for today's SET, and never seen some of it, getting orientated, and that's where I'm at. Back to you.
Yeah, probably the most important one you need to pay attention to is the activity log. That's probably the most important one, and it's pretty basic and pretty simple. Looks like there's lots of spaces to fill in, and could be kind of scary, but it's really not.
Yeah, QSL that. You're not talking about the 205. I take that back. You're talking about the 214. Yeah, the 214. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the one that also you use if you're stationary or doing a home home transmission?
Yeah, the activity log is really that. Whatever you do, anything you do that's of importance, you'll write down. That's pretty much all it is and pretty much what it is. And so no matter if you're deployed or not deployed, it's everybody should be using that. Over.
Yep, QSL that, yeah. The old saying is, some of us old codgers, like you know, and you probably might relate, is the old idea is you never assume anything. So no such thing as a dumb question. Don't assume anything. And I pretty much had what you said in mind. So, yeah. So anyhow, like I said, you got to cover all bases when it comes to looking at, being a part of, or interacting with some situation like this. So there you go. Old age has its drawbacks sometimes. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And we all do it. And some do it better than others. And, you know, we just deal with the cards that we're dealt with and keep playing. Any VDZ, back to you.
Yep, and I faintly understand that I'm supposed to fill out a form before anything gets activated and send it to a particular location. I'm not sure about that, but that's what it sounded like or looked like.
I'm not sure about that one. There was a Winlink message that was asked to have been sent out Thursday or Friday, I think Friday, but that was Winlink, and that ship has sailed. Over.
Yep, QSL that. Yeah, I won't be using any kind of computer link up other than access to the internet through a smartphone, and I've done a lot of my printing up of paperwork here, manual paperwork or actual paperwork, printing up some of the documents, blank documents and all. But I won't be able to get on any internet link system, whether it be communication or forms, other than what I got right now.
Yeah, and when you're done, if you simply, if all you have is the 214, that is gold. So that's all good. So if that's the only one that you get done, that's probably one of the most important ones for us. Over.
Yep, QSL that. They got a form in here called the Know Before You Go. And I don't know if that's a form that's got people like yourself on there. you know, just a name and all sorts of information. It says, please request this form and complete the form. Department, leave it for, whatever, take the, anyhow, it's a form, it's the know before you go, M-I-K-B-U-G. Back to you.
Yeah, the know before you go I thought was informational, but Dave may have asked for, you know, the know before you go is something that Dave had sent out. I thought it was informational to give you instruction, but he may have asked for, you to fill something out and send something to us. So, yeah, pay attention to that. I don't, right now my head's not clear and I'm driving, so I can't look it up and see what the note before you go said. I don't recall right now. So, yeah, if it says to fill out a form, or if it needs something filled out, yep, you should probably do that too.
Yep, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q. Well, I'll let you concentrate on driving, and I'll be listening out and doing whatever possible. K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, clear, but monitoring.
Copy that, Joe. We'll see you in the exercise in just a little while. This is N8VDZ mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees.
N8VDZ radio check. N8VDZ, this is N8WRO Richmond. I read you, Mike. N8WRO, thanks for the callback. N8VDZ, and I'll be standing by.
Two had you clear. Transmission, second one, a lot of noise. Back to you.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Foxtrot, waiting for further instruction. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a call here. Just heads up.
Roger, copy.
This is N8BDZ. Please stand by.
Loud and clear, Wally, N8VDZ.
N8KPP,
Macomb County, ARPSC, Net Control. This is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha. Bill and Warren checking in.
Water supply has become compromised. The county has issued a boil water advisory out to the community and is now looking to establish water distribution centers around the county. Because of multiple incidents exacerbated by civil unrest and other external forces, the expectation is that the length of time to repair and restore is unknown and may last several weeks. There's a shortage of potable water in the community. Some residents do not have adequate equipment and storage to maintain a water supply. In addition, cooling shelters need to be established to provide temporary relief. Local emergency management needs to identify locations for water distribution centers. Several businesses and buildings have offered their facilities for cooling centers or water distribution centers. The county has asked Macomb County ARPSC to investigate these facilities and send back pictures and reports for potential usage. This morning, there have been reports of several repeaters in other counties that have been vandalized. We will also need to check several of the repeaters in this county. This is an exercise. Welcome to the 2025 Michigan Spring Simulated Emergency Test. First, please understand that your personal safety is number one. Stay safe at all times and do nothing that would jeopardize your personal safety or anyone else's. This is an exercise. The Macomb County ARPSC will be activated in response to the water shortage and civil unrest in the county. This is an exercise. Please stand by for the Macomb County ARPSC next, which will start in 1 minute. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. This is N8VDZ. My name is Mike, and I will be WA8MAC for this net. This is the call-up for the Macomb County ARPSC. The Macomb County ARPSC is being activated in response to a water shortage and potential civil unrest. This is WA8MAC. This is an exercise. This is a controlled net, and no transmission shall be made without approval from net control. Exceptions are provided for break requests for emergency and priority traffic only. Is there a station on frequency that connects as backup in case I am called away or have equipment issues? Backup station, please call now. Hearing none, if there is a repeater failure, this net will continue on. This is an exercise. And activities on ICS 214. All right. This is an exercise. All stations checking in are asked to maintain their station records and activities on an ICS 214 form and to lend assistance at relay stations if requested by net control. The purpose of this net is to assess the preparedness to deploy resources where needed in a real emergency. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in. Check-ins will be taken by a call sign suffix. When checking in, please say net control, this is, followed by your call sign phonetically and slowly, followed by your location by two major crossroads closest to you, and whether you're able to deploy physically or simulated deploy. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. This is W8MAC, and I will now take check-ins by call sign suffix. Stations Alpha through Hotel. Alpha through Hotel. Please check in now.
This is November 8, Hotel Lima, Yankee. Senior Road or Clinton River Road, and I can't deploy.
Net Control, this is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, 23 Mile and Jefferson, and I can deploy.
Net Control, this is...
That last patient trying to check in, all I got is Net Control is, and you lost the repeater. Try again.
Sorry, I was out of order. I'll wait a moment.
Net Control recognizes NHHAP, and you can deploy. And NHHLY, and you also can deploy.
This is Kilo.
This is a drill.
Four.
Station Close. India through Papa. Station.
Be able to deploy
through Papa.
Even virtually, but would like to check. Due to unscheduled circumstances, KE4ZYQ checking in and maybe monitoring. Back to net.
I'm looking for stations India through Papa. India through Papa.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, WA4MLD. I am able to deploy. I am now deploying to my predetermined location on Ryan Road, WA4MLD en route.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Foxtrot. I am at 12 Mile and Mound Road. I am able to deploy via simulation only. Back to net.
Net Control recognizes KPHQF, simulated deploy, and WA4MLD, able to deploy surgically. Net Control station WA8MAC, I am now looking for stations suffix Quebec through Zulu. Quebec through Zulu. Please check in now.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha, 12 Mile and Van Dyke, able to deploy.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, Tim, in Richmond, M19 and 32 Mile. I am able to deploy locally only. Back to net. Net Control recognizes N8WRO, able to deploy locally, and K8WA, able to deploy.
Unable to deploy.
K8WA, was that unable, negative, or yes, able, affirmative?
Able to deploy, affirmative, K8WA.
Copy that. Got you down. Thank you. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. This is WA8MAC. Are there additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in that have not checked in yet?
Net
Net Control, W8MAC, this is KE4CYQ. Sorry for calling in out of sequence. This is a test, we'll be monitoring, but cannot deploy simulated or otherwise, but we'll be monitoring. KE4ZYQ, back to net.
Net control recognizes KE4ZYQ, no deploy. This is W88MAC. This is an exercise. Here are your instructions for those who are participating in the exercise. For stations that are able to safely deploy, please use a timestamp camera, a free mobile app, and send pictures to ARPSC Macomb County. All one word, ARPSC Macomb County, all one word, at gmail.com, and send that email with your pics with your call sign. At least once at the beginning and or at the end of your transmission, please say, this is an exercise, or this is a drill. Always advise the net control if you need to leave the net. So if you are done for the day, or even if you're just done for a half an hour and are not going to be reachable and have checked in, please let net control know. If deployed, be safe. Always advise net control when you arrive at your location. Give your report as directed, and when you arrive, take that home. Stay safe at all times and do nothing that would jeopardize your personal safety nor anyone else's. This is an exercise. Please stand by. Net Control will soon advise of any need of deployments, several requests for virtual deployments, and physical deployments will be used in this exercise.
WA8MAC, this is WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Test message.
Say again, MLD.
I have arrived at my physical deployment. I need to run inside and check in with them. Even though it's part of my family, I'm going to check in, so I'll be back. I'll be off the air for a moment. WA4MLD.
Copy that, MLD. Let me know when you're back on.
Net control from NHWC.
NHWCB, go ahead.
I checked in a few moments ago. I don't think it was acknowledged. Dave and Sterling Heights, unable to deploy. Also, the message of the EOC, the state EOC, for TMR purposes, they are not using statewide one. Rather, they are using statewide two.
Copy that. Thanks for the info, and we were aware. But if we weren't aware, that's valuable info, so much appreciated. And I did hit you. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. So, but I got you down. NHVDZ as WA8MAC. Everybody stand by for future instruction.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
Yeah.
W8HAV, this is WK8MEC. N8HAP. N8HAP. This is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu.
N8HAP. Go ahead.
HAP, this is net control. Can you move frequency over to 146.15? 146.415 simplex and contact N8KPP.
Copy. Change frequency 146.415 and I'll be contacting November 8 Kilo Papa Papa.
Affirmative. Thank you. This is an exercise, this is an exercise. There's a water shortage in the community. Some residents do not have adequate equipment and storage to maintain a water supply. In addition, cooling centers need to be established to provide temporary relief from the heat. Local emergency management needs to identify locations for water distribution centers. Several businesses and buildings have offered their facilities for cooling centers or water distribution centers. The county has asked Macomb County ARPSC to investigate these facilities and send back pictures and reports for potential usage. This is an exercise. This is a drill.
Net control of a minute HLY mobile.
NHLY, go.
I have arrived on scene at the staging area on Ryan Road.
Copy that. Can you change frequencies over to simplex 146.415 and reach out to N8KPP, and he will give you further instructions.
I'll see what I can do. Just reuse an off-field programmable. If I have that frequency here, I will use it. Stand by, N8HLY, QSY.
It's just simplex, just so you know, just simplex.
At control.
Go ahead, KEWA.
Yeah, I'm in my car in my driveway. Am I supposed to deploy to the 12-mile Ryan location and check back in and for further instructions? Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead and check back in when you get there.
Roger that. Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha.
N8HAP, this is WA8MAC, net control.
Net control from WA4MLD.
Go ahead, MLD. This is net control.
Yeah, just to summarize, I'm at my physical deployment. I've checked in with the proprietor, and it's okay with net control. I will maintain this frequency, but I also would like to see if the state EOC can be reached on one of the HF bands, 75 or 40 meters. So I'll be listening to that and this as well. Over.
That is outstanding. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. WA4MLD, KC8BDK.
KC8BDK, WA4MLD.
Wanted to jump in real quick, Ray, and say good hearing you out here. Appreciate you being here, and we've missed your voice. KC8BDK, back to net.
Gee, that makes my day, as well as the proprietor here offering me a donut. So there you go, WA4MLD. It doesn't hurt that he's my cousin.
Net control from N8HAP.
Station calling, say again.
Net control from N8HAP, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
There you are, HAP. Welcome back. Yeah, I hear you were having some issues getting on that frequency over there. We have a deployment for you. Are you ready to receive the instructions?
Yeah, that's affirmative.
Okay, we would like you to go to this address, 50976 Washington in New Baltimore. It's the New Baltimore Parks and Rec Building. Copy?
That is a copy. 50976 Washington Street. I will be heading that way right now.
Copy that. We need a photo with your timestamp camera. And please verify that the building is operational.
Copy that. I'll let you know when I'm on scene.
Net control from NHLY.
NHLY, go ahead.
Simplex frequency is established. Who am I supposed to call?
HLY, you will be contacting November 8, Kilo Papa Papa, NHKPP.
Very good. NHLY is out in QS1.
KATUF, this is net control. KATUF, this is net control. KEATUF, KEATUF. This is net control.
Net control, NHLY.
Was that NHLY calling?
That is affirmative. I am not able to contact any KPP on 146-415. I say again, I cannot contact any KPP on 146-415.
Copy that. We are having a little bit of difficulty with that simplex, apparently. We're going to use the FBI repeater. Do you have that programmed into your machine?
I can do that.
Copy that. Go over there and try to contact the same person. KEATUF, KEATUF, this is net control. Go ahead, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Yeah, I'm at the address specified. It's an empty lot. However, I did send you a picture, so.
N8HPP, thank you for that report. After you've sent that, please proceed back to your home and contact when you're there. Oh, well, hang right there where you're at right now for now. Let's see if there's another assignment coming in.
Okay, copy that. I'll stand by. N8HAP, this is an exercise.
This is a drill, net control. This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha at the Ryan Road deployment site.
Go ahead, KWA.
I'm just checking in. I've arrived at the deployment site. I'm about to take pictures and interview the owner. KWA standing by.
Affirmative. Please take picture and send as you can.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Foxtrot.
KE8TUF, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KE8TUF. This is a drill. This is a drill. I am going to have to be done for the day, so I'm notifying you of that. This is a drill. This is a drill. Back to net control, KE8TUF.
Copy that, KE8TUF, and have a great day. Be safe out there, and thank you for your time today. I have you out at 9:28 a.m. Be well. N8HAP, this is net control.
N8HAP, go ahead.
Is your radio program to go to the backup repeater, the FBI repeater 442.600?
Yes, I'm all set for that one.
Okay, why don't you cue us wide there and reach out to NHKTP.
Okay, will do. Net control, this is NHKTP. This is the drill.
Net control from NHLY.
Go ahead, HLY.
Presently in route.
You broke up a little bit there. Can you say again?
I say again. I am presently en route to my location on Van Dyke as instructed by NATVP.
Okay, when you get to the location, if you can QSY over to 442.6, the FBI repeater, and contact KPP there.
Okay. It is someone.
Net control, this is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha, in the set drill exercise. Checking back in at the Ryan Road and Martin Avenue location.
KWA, go ahead.
This is Kilo 8 with the Alpha Mobile. I've checked out the facility at Ryan and Martin, 11 miles. And they are in good shape for use as an emergency support station. I'm ready. I've sent some pictures in already, so I'm ready to go to my next location. Stand by.
Copy that. Thanks, KWA. And if you happen to see the owner there, his name is Dave, and tell Dave that Mike said thank you.
Okay, I'll go back inside, find Dave, and thank him very much for the participation today.
St. Clair County EOC, this is Macomb County EOC, N8VDZ, how do you read? St. Clair County.
Control from NHLY.
Go ahead, HLY.
Arrived on scene, my assignment on Van Dyke photos were taken and sent in. Not sure what you said, you can confirm that you got it, that looks good. Otherwise, I'm in service.
Copy that. If you can, if you're able to hang tight there safely, we'll see if we can get you another assignment.
I'll be here. Lot's empty.
Net control, this is Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha Mobile, ready to deploy to my next location.
Copy that. Please stand by, and we'll get something for you in just a few minutes. This is WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC. This is a drill. This is a drill. N8HLY, this is net control.
We're net control NHLY.
Yeah, if you can QSY over to the FBI repeater. Wally has an assignment for you there. So you'll be looking for N8KPP.
Yeah, we'll do it. N8KPP QSY.
KWA, this is Net Control.
Net Control, this is KWA. Go ahead.
Are you able to QSY over to the FBI repeater for instructions for your next deployment?
Affirmative, WA.
Copy that.
Affirmative, WA.
For N8KPP when you get it over there. This is WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Control from NHLY.
Go ahead, HLY.
Heading up to the Meyer location at 12 Mile and Van Dyke, correction, 12 Mile and Mound for instructions from NHKPP.
Copy that. When you get there, you'll be wanting to report into KPP. Over on the FBI repeater. Over.
Roger that, will do. NHLY mobile is cleared on moving.
Net control from November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
Net control from NHLY.
Go ahead, HLY.
Arrived at the Meyer on Mount Road, 67 in, and we'll contact ATP on the other channel for instructions.
Copy that.
Net control from WA4MLD.
Go ahead, station. I didn't catch your call sign, though.
Yeah, WA4MLD. I'm here on Ryan Road, and I need to terminate my physical deployment. Unfortunately, don't have time today to move to another one, but I did learn some things here setting up, so all to the good, over.
MLD, so it was a little staticky there. Just want to confirm, I understand you are checking out.
That is correct. I'll be checking out of the net. Over.
Copy that, MLD. I thank you very much for your service today, and look forward to the next time we can play radio together again. This is WA8MAC. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill for the Macomb County ARPSC. 73, MLD. Be safe.
Net control from NHLY.
Go ahead, HLY.
Been instructed to report to the Warren Fire Department on Cana Road for my next assignment by DVD.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Be safe.
That's a later out at NHLY.
W8NHHAT, this is net control. Just stay on this channel. You're coming through pretty clear over here.
Okay, will do. Net control.
Let me rephrase it. You're coming through clear enough to make it happen. There is a lot of interference going on, so I don't know if there's a loose wire or a loose antenna or a loose something, but it's in and out, and it's a lot of bacon, no bacon, a lot of bacon, no bacon. So just, you know, something you might want to check up on. We will have some instructions for you in just a moment. Stand by. N8KB, this is net control.
And net control, this is N8HAP. Go ahead.
Well, that was crystal clear, like you were sitting next to me. Beautiful. Whatever, if you made a change, keep it. We have an assignment for you. Are you ready to take that assignment?
Yeah, affirmative. I just went out and cranked out my antenna, tightened it up a little bit. Hopefully that helps. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you go to a gas station in your area and confirm that they are open, get a picture, and confirm any civil unrest or not, keeping in mind that if there is civil unrest, your safety is of utmost importance. So don't get yourself involved in something. This is a drill. This is an exercise. This is a drill. So when you get there, take a photo and send back your report. Net control, back to you.
Okay, will do. Do you want me just to find any local gas station, or do you have an address?
No, just we know where you're at, so just go to a nearby gas station in that area.
Okay. Copy that. Mayday Chain P. This is just a drill.
That's control from an NHLY.
Go ahead, NHLY.
I have arrived at the assignment at the Warren Fire Station and sent the picture, and he's going to send me somebody else in a minute, so I'm going to QSY back over there.
Copy that. You don't need to report back to me. When I send you over to, when you QSY over to the other frequency, go ahead and stay there.
To that, NHLY.
WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC 2025 spring set. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec.
KD4ZYQ, go ahead.
Yeah, net control, just be advised, I'm not able to deploy literally or virtually, but I am monitoring and communication backup if needed, maybe. I am running auxiliary power at the start of the exercise and have only exhausted 4% of the backup and still running on backup power and still able to communicate. Back to net. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec.
Copy that, Joe. We already had most of that, but if this were a real emergency, just, and I'm not trying to tag you out, but this is how we learn. This is more information that is needed at all, because we already knew everything you said from when you checked in, and just kind of wasted traffic that could be in the way of, priority traffic trying to come through, just so you know. But thanks for checking in, and VDZ as WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC drill.
That's control from November 8th, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Go ahead, HKP.
Yeah, I'm currently at one of the local gas stations here. It appears to be operating normally. No sign of civil unrest. And I'm going to have to email you a picture.
Copy that. Can you give me the location?
Location address, 35411 23 Mile Road in Baltimore.
Got your report here, got the address. Thank you very much. Stand by for a next deployment assignment.
Roger that. November 8th, we'll tell you how to pop. Standing by.
KD4ZYQ, this is net control.
Net control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec.
Yes, can you QSY over to the FBI repeater and check in over there?
Yes, the frequency, I think they have the linked repeaters. Are you talking about the DOT 500?
442.600 is the frequency, PL123.
Yes, net control, can QSY and check in.
Any other news? KD4ZYQ.
Nope, we want to just get a signal check in and, you know, pass you around a little bit so you can be a little bit proactive or be a little bit active in this too instead of just sitting there being bored.
Yes, roger that, net control. We'll clear the air so you got room for others. KE4ZYQ, we'll check in.
This is NEVDZ as WA8MAC, net control for the Macomb County Amateur Public Service Corps, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, for today's simulated emergency test. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill. KU4ZYQ, KU4ZYQ, this is net control. KU4ZYQ, KU4ZYQ, this is net control from Macomb County Air PSC. This is an exercise, this is an exercise, this is an exercise. Macomb County Air PSC has been activated due to the water shortage and the heat issues in the area. This is a drill, this is a drill. Water shortages or water supplies are dwindling. Residents are asked to bring their own clean containers to fill with water when they go to stations to fill water. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
Net control, this is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha.
KWA, this is net control, go ahead.
Yeah, Wally says he's done with me, kicked me loose, so I'm ready to check out for the day. KWA Mobile.
Copy that. We are right on the edge of ending the scenario, and then we're going to be doing a hot wash afterwards, just so you are aware. So are you wanting to check out now, or did you want to wait until we are ready to close in a few minutes?
I'll wait till you're ready to close, KWA.
Copy that. This is a drill, this is a drill. W8MAC. NEWRO, this is net control.
N8WRO, go ahead.
Do you have time for one more quick deploy?
That's affirmative. I can be here for the rest of the net, no problem.
All right, QSY over to the FBI repeater for instructions.
Understood. N8WRO.
WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC. This is a drill. This is a test. This is a drill.
WA8MAC, WA8MAC from K8SCC.
Station call and go.
Yes, control from NHLY Mobile.
K8Y, go.
I'm in informed by NATPP that my assignment is completed and I should check in with you, so here I am.
Copy that, HOY. Thank you very much. And we will be closing the net shortly, I believe. So there won't be another assignment, but we will have a hot wash right after the net. This is NVDZ as WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Very good, sir. I'll be clear and monitoring in any cell line.
WA8MAC, WA8MAC from K8SCC, St. Clair County.
St. Clair County, this is Macomb County EOC. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well from the St. Clair County EOC. Just wanted to give you another check on your logs there. And also, I did receive all your emails. It's just going to take me a minute to go through them all.
Completely understand, and I appreciate your help there. And the station that you were trying to get just a couple of minutes ago, that was us. We were trying to get to you. It was a different net that we were coming from, but that was us trying to get to you, and you just weren't able to reach us. So glad you reached out to us as I was trying to program this radio to get to you. This is NHVDZ as WA8MAC.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad it worked out in the end there. Yeah, it's good to know that we have a clear talk path over this repeater at least. So, all right, we're going to go back to operations here. This is K8SCC. Clear.
K8SCC. Be well. 73.
Net control from NAHAP.
NAHAP, this is net control.
Yeah, hey Dave, I was just going to go ahead and head back to my home QTH unless you have anything else for me.
Negative, sir. We're set there, Joe. Great job today. We're going to do the hot wash here in a few minutes. So be thinking of some things that maybe we need to work on or some things that you thought went well. And then we'll open it up here in a few minutes. But yeah, advise when you get back in.
Okay, will do. Thank you. NHAP, heading to the home QTH. This is a drill.
K4ZYQ, K4ZYQ, this is net control for the Macomb County ARPSC.
Net control, this is K4ZYQ.
There you are, Joe. We were looking for you. Didn't check in on the other one, and we were hunting for you here, just making sure you're okay.
Yep. Did not get connected with the other county, other net, but am standing by KE4ZYQ.
Copy that. Good to hear you are safe. This is WA8MAC for the Macomb County ARPSC. This is a test. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Net control from November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Go ahead, HAP.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm back to the home QTH and on the base station.
Upstanding. Got you down there, and we are about to close the net. Thank you very much. Please stand by. This is a drill. This is a test. This is a test. For those of you that were involved in the test today, thank you very much for your service and your help. If you took pictures, please send them to ARPSC, Macomb County, all one word, ARPSC, Macomb County, @gmail.com, and make sure you include your call sign with that when you send it, please. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. This is WHMAC. There will be a Macomb County hot wash on this frequency in just a few minutes. This will conclude the Macomb County ARPSC spring set. Thanks for participating. Please stand by for the after-action report hot wash in just a few minutes. I will now return this repeater to normal amateur radio use at 11:23 a.m. local time. This has been an exercise. This is NHVDZ, and I will be clear. Stay tuned for the hot wash.
Anyway, for anybody that participated in the net, the set today, we're going to go ahead and start the hot wash. Great job today. Appreciate everybody participating that participated. Definitely we learned a lot on this end. And hopefully you guys had fun. That was kind of the big thing, too, is I want to make sure you guys are having fun out there enjoying ham radio. But also it was pretty awesome to see everybody get involved. We had a great turnout today. And just a couple of thoughts here. Before I close out, we had about 9 participants today, so that went out very, very well. We had a great turnout there, whether you went out virtually or actually ran around. Hopefully it wasn't too hard. Try to keep it as simple as possible, but definitely a good job. Next troll stations, I think they did an awesome job. Mike, NABDC, and Wally, NAKPZ, both did an awesome job in communication, getting information out there. Definitely appreciate these guys, a lot of hard work these guys put into it. I'm proud of them, and phenomenal job with both of them. You guys checking in and out kept things going pretty well. Applaud you guys for your radio traffic. Awesome. Nice work. That's exactly what we're looking for. Slow, short, and to the point. Awesome job. We'll definitely keep working on that, but phenomenal job to you guys. And then I want to thank the observers, those that were listening. Hopefully you guys got something out of it. I thought we did well. Everybody did what they were planning to do, listened to instructions well. A couple things that I will point out, and I'll break here for time. A couple things I'm going to point out. If we do have a net, we'll run it on this way. If we can, we'll run where we'll check in on the 147.200, and then we'll move over, have everybody move over to a second channel. I believe the second channel kind of helped things out. It kind of relieved the main traffic. And then it also opened up the 147 for if anybody had a question or an emergency, at least you can kind of come back to this channel and reach out to NAT Control. But a couple things here in regards to the two-channel deal. If we're running a deployment channel, an attack channel, remember to stay on that channel. You don't have to flip back and forth. If you're advised to go to attack channel, stay on that channel until NAT Control releases you from that channel and sends you over to the primary channel. Overall, I think we did really well. Everybody listened very well. So I'm going to open it up here for comments. If you're going to give a comment, just make sure, obviously, you give your call sign, and then I'll write down any comments that you guys may have. NHLY, do you have any comments in regards, comments, questions, or concerns in regards to the set today?
Well, NHLY, overall, it went pretty well. I mean, there seemed to be some issues with people getting into the repeater early on, but it sounded like they were resolved. Other than that, I think it went pretty well. The control was succinct and complete and concise. Yeah, other than having to ask for a confirmation of address numbers and stuff a couple of times, I didn't have any other troubles with it, so I think overall it went very well, NHLY.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your input there, and great job in your deployment today. I appreciate you signing up. You're faithful at doing that, and I'm very much appreciative of your willingness to come out and deploy today. All right, NHAP, your turn. What's your thoughts on today's set?
I mean, despite some radio difficulties out here in the sticks trying to get into the FBI repeater, even the one in Richmond, I couldn't get the key. So had some difficulties with that, but I want to applaud the NAT Control operators for coming up with a solution to help me get back in the game, so to speak. So other than that, I think I'll be spending some money on a better radio for my truck, but nice job by everyone involved at 8HAP.
Yeah, definitely, Joe. I appreciate you and appreciate your willingness to come out and deploy today. Phenomenal job in your deployment. And if you need help looking up radios, we've got some awesome personnel here that can help you out with that. Good job today in deployment.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I think my trepidation was unfounded. It ended up being a good experience. So heading down to Hamvention here in a couple weeks, so I know what I got to put on my shopping list.
Sounds good. Definitely looking forward to your results and seeing what you get. All right, next on the list, KWA. KWA, what's your thoughts on today's set?
I thought things went pretty well. I was happy with more or less my performance. I could... little trouble copying some of the stations, I guess. The 200 repeater was great. The FBI repeater was mostly great. Some of the stations where the audio could have been better. But I think things went pretty well. So that's my two cents anyway. Back to you. This is KWA Mobile. Clear and monitoring.
Yeah, definitely appreciate this, and again, appreciate your willingness to come out today and deploy. And again, nice work. Good radio traffic today as well. Applaud you guys. Yes, and the whole thing with the set, you know, figuring out what works, what doesn't, what we need to work on. We know that, you know, the DOT 200 was just updated, and so I kept that really helps out. The FBI repeaters are good repeaters. They're solid. So we might have to try another channel maybe next set and try to see if we can find something a little bit stronger or maybe a little bit different. We'll see. But that's the whole thing with the set, you know, is just figuring out what works, what doesn't, and what we need to improve on. Again, nice work, good job today, and appreciate your willingness to get involved there. All right, going down the list, K8WRO, N8WRO, N8WRO, I know how to read. What's your thoughts on today's set?
NAWRO here, and by the way, I did make it back home. There's actually traffic in Richmond today for some reason. I thought everything was good. I really enjoyed it. I understand there were some comm problems, but I don't know, for the most part, I think everything worked out fine. Greatly enjoy it. Back to you, NAWRO.
Yeah, appreciate you deploying today and being up there in Richmond. It's kind of surprising to hear there's traffic up there. It might be because of the construction there on Gratiot there. But definitely appreciate your willingness to participate and get involved. And the next set will be on October, so we'll get, once those dates are released, we'll get them out to you guys. And there's going to be more drills here this summer. We're going to try to do a couple more things this summer here to maintain our deployability and stuff. But great job, and hopefully we'll get to do this more this summer. All right, moving on to KE4's ZYQ. Joe, what's your thoughts on today?
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. First of all, as a fellow ham, fellow Macomb County resident, I just want to say thanks to everybody in Michigan, let alone Macomb County, for their dedicated time, effort, expense, and volunteer work to take care of this type of testing, to be prepared for all Michigan people, each other. And I got an opportunity, even though I didn't transmit or was involved as much as others, that did and could do a lot more. I was able to run my system on battery backup just to see if I had to do it in any kind of emergency, and I did end up only using down to 92% left on my battery backup. Of course, that was just monitoring as opposed to transmitting, but it's a good test. But I just want to say again, thank you, and I think it was a good results. A lot of good people involved that were, and I was able to monitor other repeaters with other HTs on battery. So it's great to be able to see what's going on, know what's going on, and maybe next time I'll be able to participate more. So thanks again for everyone that was involved. And back to that, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, appreciate that, Joe. Definitely appreciate your willingness to participate and get involved. And even having a second set of ears is great. You know, if you're not able to deploy and you're there virtual, if you're there just listening, it's extremely important. Even in the 911 world, having a second set of ears can be the difference between life and death sometimes. And maybe net control might have been busy on something else, but at least we know somebody else is listening on the channel. So appreciate you, Joe, and your dedication and hard work. So, all right. I think everybody did well. Don't forget to email, if you've not done so already, email the pictures over to Macomb County's email, and then also the 214 forms. If you guys filled out your 214, please send those to me via email, and we'll get that turned into the state. And we'll find out where we sat as far as points. This year I'm thinking about turning points in to ARL and seeing if we can get in there nationally, see where we where we sit up against other ARPSCs nationally. So, but we'll go from there. Appreciate you guys. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform, and I am going to be clear of this channel at 11:40 a.m.
Net controls, Kilo 8, Whiskey Alpha.
Go ahead, Whiskey Alpha.
Yeah, quick question on the DD or IEC 214s. I can copy the results into the form on the computer and mail them in, what I wrote down, or I can just take a picture and send that in. Picture is harder to put into a word processing program if you're going to work with this after the fact. So, do you have a preference, or you don't care, or leave it up to me, whatever, KAWA?
Yes, you can send it via email. Word doc is fine. Just copy what you got down, and then from there I can enter it onto a 214 form if need be. But yeah, definitely Word doc on an email would be great.
Well, I have the form. I should be able to just type the information into it. So that's what we'll try to do. So catch you at the next net. Or at the next meeting. Oh, I am interested in setting up for Windlink, so I'd like to have a session at one of these monthly meetings where we can talk to somebody that's up to speed on it for what it's worth. KWA Mobile, signing off.
Yeah, definitely sounds good. Yeah, we are definitely working on the Windlink end of it. I reached out to my contact yesterday out in Oakland County. They're wanting to get through this FAT, and once they're done with today, I think they've got a couple more things there out in Oakland County, and then they said they'll reach out to me, and we'll set up a date here for Windlink for you guys. I know there's a lot of interest in it. Great program, highly recommend learning as much as you can about it. So. We'll get that out to you, and I'll get you guys emailed once we set up a date. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and clear. This is Katie Lyon.
KD8YNUWA4, Mike Lima Delta, right?
Mike Lima Delta, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I got in here late. I just wondered if you had me on your list as a participant there. I was at the garden place this morning. Over.
Net control advised that he has you checked out at 10:06. If this wasn't the case, just let me know. But that's what we have.
Nope, that's what I've got. I'll put that on my 214. All right, thank you very much, WA4MLD, clear.
Sounds good, sir. Sounds good. Now I'm clear. The channel. Katie, why and you?
Good afternoon. 12:00. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 13:00. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 14:00. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
Can you think it's CCTV monitoring?
NADERF. NADERF, keep it still here. Any of the Midland Balloon Rescue units on frequency? Keep it still here.
KF8, CZV, monitoring, Millington area.
Oh, good afternoon. I was just trying to get a hold of, see if there's any voice on frequency from the Midland Balloon Launch. See if they made out, but I can give them a call on the phone. I'm gonna give them a call on the phone. Can you leave us over here?
Hey, Roger, I copied you there from Midland, from Millington, and heading toward First Run right now.
Okay, 73, I'm on the phone. KBW. KSH, CZV,
clear.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
KF80 well.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
This is KF8CDK monitoring.
Mike 7, Lima, Romeo, Kilo calling for a radio check. Over.
7, got a copy out here in Michigan, AD8FK, back to you.
Mike 7, Lima, Romeo, Kilo, can I have your call sign again, please?
Yes, you may. This is Leonard, AD8FK, Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, in Michigan. And the name here is Leonard. Back to you.
Good evening, Leonard. My name is Luke. I am currently in London. The time is 10 to midnight. I was just going through the repeaters on Echolink, trying to find ones from Minnesota, but I don't know how much luck I'm having so far. Back to you.
Well, on the alphabet, you're close, but Minnesota is about another 800 miles west of here. So I'm in Michigan, you say you're on Echolink, so that explains it there. But that's the best we can do for you there, Luke.
Well, at least I've got the right continent.
Yes, you got the right continent. Keep working. Working, I think, up the list. Yeah, get up the list a little bit to Michigan. But I'm sure you have, was it repeater book available? If you're working Echolink, I'm sure you have repeater book, and you can find out which ones have Echolink available in Minnesota. So that's one nice thing about it, is you can search it, and you'll find it. Thank you, Luke. This is AD8FK, just north of Detroit.
Mike 7 Lima, Romeo Kilo, thank you for your help. I will check repeater book and try and aim for 800 miles west of you. 73, thank you so much.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. Good evening, 20 hours, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
Around this evening for a radio check.
Sounds okay to me. WAYRC, look here.
All right. Yeah, thanks for that. I just got a node set up for someone. And was having all sorts of trouble getting it to connect. But it turns out it was my T-Mobile. I got T-Mobile internet here, which is just a nightmare when it comes to these all-star nodes. But I switched it over to my Verizon connection, and it's working like a champ. So, okay, you sound real good coming this way, too. So it sounds like the levels are all good. I'm on the Mount Clemens machine. And looks like you're up on the Lapeer machine. So good evening. Name here is Sean, by the way, and the call is W8FU.
Yeah, real good, Sean. Yeah, here in Lapeer with the bent over tower. I'm the repeater trustee, and I'm not trusting the repeater right now. So got to receive at my house, but the rest of us north of here. I just playing around with Fusion. That's interesting. I just clicked over and now I'm seeing a map, APRS, and my location. So not sure what I did. I had never played with Fusion yet. So yeah, another brains teaser. I got the ISU 991A, and I got to play with that now. I let you go. I'm sure you're still playing there. I use T-Mobile out in my RV, sometimes in the house. I get it as my backup, and I like it. And that's why I just connect on that all the time with the nodes and stuff. 73 WAYRC.
All Yeah, okay, yeah, I heard about your mishap at the tower there, and I followed kind of the adventures as they got it up and running for you there, and stuff, so good deal. It sounded really good. I guess it's working pretty good for you up there, so that's good, and hopefully there's some funds or GoFundMe or something going so you can get some funds to get the tower back up and running. So that sounds good, but it sounds good. And Fusion, I don't have a lot of experience with it. Just it's very easy to use, and I don't claim to be anything more than a superficial user. And makes a lot of sense for a digital mode. It's pretty easy to use, one of the best in having card. So, and then a final note on the T-Mobile thing. Yeah, it's that carrier grade NAT that they run. They run that carrier grade NAT, so you never know what the heck IP address you're going to get at any given second. It could change on you right in the middle of, I'm having trouble registering with All-Star Link. They're claiming I'm one IP, and, the IP on record does not match the IP being sent, so it's not letting me connect anything, so it's just a royal pain. I may go back to something like WOW or 123.net or something, for my primary connection, and then just relinquish the T-Mobile. Sure is economical, and it works really good otherwise, but I may switch that back. Or I may jump on the 44.net. I'm not terribly far from one of the sites that we're going to put the multi-point dishes on, so maybe I'll do that for my ham radio stuff, and then I can stay with T-Mobile for all my recreational stuff. Anyhow, a lot of ooh squirrels there in that last conversation. So unless there's anything else, we'll cut you loose, let you have some fun with the Fusion, and thanks again for the check. YRC, I'm not going to try to get the rest. From W8FU, after yours.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, my name is Mike, so anyway, 7-3, John, catch up with you later. W8YRC.
All right, W8YRC, very good. All right, Mike, take care. Good luck. W8FU.
Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 45 degrees.